Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about step two in the series that we're doing on how to build a life of purpose. And as I thought about this more and more and more, it started to become clear to me, interviewing 50 different people on authenticity, spending several years thinking about authenticity, you know, reading all the greats, Plato, Aristotle, everybody on authenticity. What makes a life with meaning? What makes a life with purpose? What is this all about? It's actually so complicated. The more I dove into it, the more complicated I realized it was. But then I started to realize maybe it's not that complicated. It's just complicated to take it from concept into action. So that's what this is all about. And this was all about how to help you guys out there who are interested in it take a couple steps to find a more authentic life. So what does it mean to have a life that we love? What does it mean to build a life that has meaning for you? Okay, we talked about awareness, and I know everybody says it, but it just, you know, it's so critical. Without awareness, you can't get started. That's what the first episode was about. You can go check it out again. The second step is taking responsibility. So what do I mean by taking responsibility? Well, here's the thing. If every single day you're an active person, you wake up, you go to the gym, you don't go to the gym, you decide to have a coffee or you don't drink coffee, you're a tea drinker, you commute because you've chosen to live in a space that's further from your office, or that's just the deal you made with your spouse because one of you had to live further or you wanted a larger house for your kids. Whatever the case is, all of these decisions that happened in your life, right, were from you each step of the way. We build an entire life based on decision after decision after decision, choice after choice after choice. But the problem is we wake up one day and we start blaming the world or our spouse or whatever for why our life is the way it is. Until you take radical responsibility, complete responsibility for wherever you are today, you can't really move forward. Here's why. If your life is made of choices, one little choice after the next, and you're choosing to stay in the job or you're choosing to stay in the marriage versus blaming your spouse for being who they are and the qualities that you don't like in them or your boss for whatever it is that you're not okay with, what then? So your point is that this situation is, you know, uncool because. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it's not. It's still up to you to figure out what you're going to do about it. And you can't do anything until you take responsibility that you're the only person that can do anything about it. Nobody else is coming to save you. Nobody is coming to make these decisions for you. Mom isn't coming back. Whatever you blame on your parents, there may or may never change. It's a burden on your family to keep putting the pressure on them to be different before you move forward. Pressure on your spouse or your children to change before you can take the next step. It's a storyline that most of us indulge. But ask yourself honestly, if they are at fault, what then? You're stuck forever? Really? I mean, come on, this can't make any sense. You have to take responsibility. It's your life. You've chosen to be here. And every day, unless you're, you know, being like held against your will, you are doing what you're doing because of the choices you're making. Maybe the house is bigger than you needed to be in, and now you have a job that you need to pay those bills. These are all choices. You can get a smaller house. We just don't necessarily like what we see in front of us, right? Sometimes life is offering two choices that we don't want. But you have to take responsibility for the moment you're in and the choices that you have in front of you based on all the choices you've made to take the next step. Now, here's the kicker. This is the thing I'm going to say that I talk about with every client. Don't start with a job. Don't start with taking responsibility entirely for your family. Start with taking radical responsibility for today. My challenge to you guys is, can you spend today being completely responsible for every choice, whether or not you get a second cup of coffee, whether or not you're going to call that friend, whether or not you're going to eat a lunch that's healthy or not, whether or not you express your truth to whoever is in your path, Can you just take responsibility for one day? Own whatever's going on, that it's completely up to you. Stop blaming. Stop feeling bad. Stop feeling guilty. Stop letting all sorts of things derail your ability to step into your truth. Can you just be honest with yourself what you want for 1 minute? One taco versus salad, and just own that, and don't blame and don't feel guilty and don't, you know, go into a spiral of shame. Because we, you know, people come to me and they say, I want to change my job. I want to make, you know, a shift from whatever I've been doing for 20 years to something else. Okay, well, that's interesting. But can you be truthful and take responsibility for how you really feel for an hour? It's tough. It's hard. It is really, really, really difficult. So how can you take radical responsibility for the job that you want to change and make a choice to make it get a new job if you're not comfortable being in your truth for one day on the small stuff? So try this. Try spending your day today just taking responsibility for every single emotion, every single feeling. Nobody's at fault. You aren't in a position. If you're feeling angry, resentful, no blame. It's just how you're feeling. Can you sit with those feelings? Can you express how you really feel about it? Can you have the awareness and take the responsibility for whatever moments come up, good or bad? Is that something that you have access to without imploding from the emotional turmoil that's inside of you? Because here's the thing, why do we turn our focus out to others? Because we don't want to deal with ourselves. Because when we look internally and we focus on what's going on with us, we recognize that we don't like what we see. But even if you don't like what you see, it's still yours. You still have to deal with it. If you're not going to deal with it, who will? It's not going to just disappear. And I promise you, if your husband or your job or whatever changes, you'll find some other person to blame. You're blaming because there's something within you that is not at ease. And until you locate what that is, until you figure out what's stopping you from speaking your truth, was it your family told you that your truth wasn't what they wanted to hear? Was truth just not something that was acceptable in your home? Was there a certain type of truth that you were allowed to say but others weren't? Was complaining the way that you got your way? Was playing the victim how people would help you and get you to the next step? You have to cope with what's going on within yourself. Take total responsibility and find the solutions in your own emotional life. Not blame the other person. It's just very, very easy to blame them for whatever feeling you have in any moment today. So awareness. You've got to be aware. You've got to notice what's going on. You've got to turn your focus inward. You've got to get curious about yourself. And then you have to take massive responsibility. It's yours to deal with. Nobody else's. Nobody's fault. Nobody's coming to save you. It's for you. Next week, we're going to talk about making choices, right? How do you make choices? How do you ditch the victim mindset? How do you recognize that you have a choice in every moment and that those choices need to come from your authentic truth? So until you take responsibility for wherever you are, you can't start to figure out which decision, which action, which next step is coming from you versus coming from blame or resentment or learned values or something somebody else told you or approvals. I hope this is helpful. Good luck today. Send me a note. Let me know how it goes. Tell me how your moment of truth happened in your life. Notice if you can take responsibility for a taco dinner. You can get me at laura@lauraco.com. I love hearing from you guys, and thanks for listening.